My name is Aiden Charlotte, and I'm a junior. This was my first mission trip, and I was really excited to go on it because my older brother, Nick, had been on two before me, neither of which I'd been able to go on because since I don't go to CCHS, my school calendar never was able to sync with the CCHS calendar and therefore the mission trip schedule. However, this year I decided, after talking to my teachers and my friends and all of the great people who have been on the mission trip before me, I decided to take the leap of faith to leave school for a week and go with the group down to Texas. And it was by far the best choice I could have made in that situation. During the week down in Texas, my care group spent most of the time in a church painting, which was interesting since none of us really had any experience painting at all. But we found ways to work together to find the way that to paint that worked for us. And whether it was Piper being able to edge basically the entire church and get into all the corners, Cliff being a sniper at painting, his words, finding every single little spot that didn't have any paint, Ben not letting us not have fun, Charlotte not stopping anything she had started, or Amy mixing her help with helping us and helping us know what to do. It was always a great experience of us working together, being one. One day that we were there, we spent with two other care groups in a food bank. Our job that day was to put together bags of groceries to give to soup kitchens, homeless shelters, and other places of that sort. The bags were filled with canned vegetables, pasta, rice, and beans, and all these things that many people needed to be able to put food on the table. What I found so amazing about that experience was that we were 20 people, all of us with different levels of experience on the mission trip, all of us with different ideas on how to do the task at hand. But within 10 minutes of getting there and starting the job, everybody had a role. And this wasn't somebody coming up and telling us what to do. It wasn't someone giving us the role, telling us what we were supposed to be doing. It was each of us finding what we were best at and finding what was best for the group. I started by putting green beans into the bags close to the beginning of the line. Soon we realized that it would probably be faster if someone put the green beans and the tomato sauce in at the same time. And then the idea spread down the line, and soon people were grouping and splitting jobs in every way to make it more efficient. My job changed from putting the beans into the bags to running around, making sure everybody had enough of whatever they needed, cans, boxes, or bags. Anything they needed, my job was to deliver it to them so that we didn't need to stop. During the first half of that day, which was about a 2.5 hour shift, we managed to bag about 300 bags of food. And at the end of the day, we had finished about 600. To me, this day symbolized what the mission trip is really about. A bunch of people who work together towards a common goal, no matter what the roadblocks are. By no means was this an impossible task, but it exemplifies important parts of the spirit of a mission tripper. I came away from this day and this trip with new friends, both in Massachusetts and in Texas, and a new perspective on my life and those around me, with an understanding that working together towards one common goal is something that we all need to remember each day. And with that knowledge, we can help improve the world.